Previously on Closet Practice.
I wouldn't say anything. If I had the opportunity to see my mother ever again, I would literally save that sound on my phone, or better yet, like at a jukebox or like a record, like some LP vinyl, and just like she'd walk in and she'd start talking to me, because that's what she does. She just starts talking. And then I would just hit play. And just let that part, I would set it up so that sound bit was ready, that part of the chorus was ready to go, and then leave.
Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of Closet Practice. You may be asking yourself, wait a second, what's special about this episode? Well, normally, as you know, Closet Practice is a chance each week for an individual person to tell their own queer closet story. In this situation, we're expanding it just a little bit. If you were listening last week to Adventures in Gabysitting, then you might have heard that I was going to an orgy, which I was very excited about. I didn't talk much about it, but it was coming up and it was making me nervous, all of those sort of things. Well, the orgy has happened, or not happened, as it were, kind of. And I have two very special guests on the pod with me tonight, who are Adam and Eli, the organizers. Hello. Hi. Of said orgy. So we have got a lot to dive into. And the reason I wanted to do this for a Closet Practice episode was because I really felt the power of the closet last night in good and bad, mostly bad ways, but a lot went down. And it was definitely a night to remember. And my guests have very generously agreed to join me on the pod and talk about it. So is there anything you guys want to say about yourselves before we get started? Like who you are, what you do, or sure. You know, or not?
Sure, I'm down. Should we talk about like how we know each other?
Yeah, whatever you want.
My name is Adam, and I go to the same, he, him pronouns, and I go to the same graduate program as Documenta. And I don't know what else is there to say about me. I'm a theater maker. I'm based in New York. I'm originally from Egypt. I'm a cis gay man. I don't know. That's my vibe. I'm 24, if that's relevant.
Oh, it's relevant, bitch. Bitch, it is very relevant.
Drag me.
I'm mostly dragging myself, but we'll get into that later. Eli, what about you?
I'm Eli. I am 23 years old. I am a grad student in New York, not in the same program or school. I'm studying to be a social worker at the moment. And I met Adam through Grindr not too long after I got here. Yes. On the way back from a mandatory COVID test. I was on the train going through Grindr, on my way to it was at the 145th train station.
Wow. Outing my address. Go on.
Oh, sorry. we texted a little bit, and I got off at my stop, which is a few stops away. And, he was like, do you want to fool around? I was like, now? And he said, yeah, now. And I was like, I don't have any work to do, and I don't have class until 6. And he seems fun. And we ended up talking about queer theory and human rights.
Yeah, we talked about specifically how much Joseph Massad sucks, who is a tenured professor in Columbia, and I hope he's listening to this.
I guarantee you he is not.
You never know. I use he, they pronouns, a classic he, they.
A classic he, they.
I think that's everything.
Yeah.
And how did you two come to plan this whole affair? Tell us a little bit about that, about what planning was like, and so on.
I mean,
when we first came with the idea, we were coming back on the train and you were showing me that the spoof lyrics that your roommate had written.
Oh, wait, that wasn't on the train. I thought that was like...
No, that was on the train. We had just gotten out of the noodle shop and we were on the train and his roommate for...
Wait, which shop?
Like that noodle shop at the Day With Your play.
Oh, cute. Beth from Queens. Okay.
Yeah, so we were getting on the train and he was telling me how his roommate had done a spoof of a song from...
Cabaret.
And one of the lines was like, who else throws like orgies like you've never seen? And I was like, that would be hot. And then he just said, and this was like the first week of November, last week of October.
It was last week of October.
Last week of October. And he was like, okay, yeah, let's do it. Fine. And then we kind of put it off for a few weeks. But then the week of Thanksgiving.
So just for context, I went to my undergraduate in Abu Dhabi, and that was where, like, I came into my wholeness, and I hosted my first, like, it's funny, because, like, people think of me as, people who know me are, like, I feel like orgy hosting is one of the first things people will bring up about me, but I've actually only done it, like, 8 or 9 times my whole life.
Only 8 or 9 orgies.
The whole amount of times one would.
No, and like a couple of them were like spontaneous. So some of them weren't even like organized. And actually, this was only my third New York one. This was my fourth US one, my third New York one. But it was my first one in Airbnb, which was interesting. But all to say, I was like, yeah, let's do it. And like, I love a good spreadsheet. I love a good Google form. I love I get fairly specific about it, which like has actually alienated a lot of the previous like guests because they like some people want like an element of spontaneity. And like, I love to be curated. So,
well, I mean, like, that's the thing, though, is that unless you're doing an orgy that like meets the bare minimum of like 5, it's
right. Kinda...
You can't really just do it out of the blues as much.
Well, or, that's not true.
It's harder to do. Let me
refer actually, one of my first orgies, and that one was not like a super AMAB, super like all men, like gay orgy. It was actually like, this was in my junior year of college, and it was, I want to say it was like 3 non-binary people, 2 like very closeted gay guys, and one of them was like still pretending to be straight. And, and myself and this like very openly gay guy and then 2 bi women. And like, okay, well, this is where it gets like a little icky because like it was 3 a.m. We were all like 20 and we were all like pretty much blackout drunk. But but that was spontaneous and it was like a solid 8 of us.
So how did you go about picking people for this? Or was it a matter, is picking even the right word?
So we each had like a list of people who we thought would be good candidates, basically.
Yeah.
Labeled them like based on like, are they top? Are they bottom? Are they first? And you know, just that sort of thing. And we talked about
was the idea that everyone had to at least like have a penis, or what was the criteria?
I mean,
no,
it was never explicitly talked about.
I invited a couple
of trans men.
A trans men. They were both just like, no.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. I mean, but I definitely would not say that was like an I don't know. I think whenever someone has asked me what's the vibe, because like here's what I'll name, like in like New York City, like most like group sex things you find on Grindr are going to be like super, it's either tourists from out of town who, or, or like if you're in Hell's Kitchen, it's going to be like super, like a very specific body type and like quite exclusionary. And so like whenever I invite someone to an orgy, the first questions I'm asked are like, what's the vibe? And I always describe it. They're like random words. Like they sound like a dumb set of words, but I always describe it as like, consent focused, like trans inclusive. So like people, we ask what people's pronouns are and like make sure that everyone knows them. And then very body positive. Like that is our, like if I had to describe like what I'm, not that I'm doing it necessarily successfully, but what I'm aiming for, it's like these 3 things.
Okay. And then there was a pretty good, so you're absolutely right about the fucking spreadsheet. I loved it. It was you know, once I accepted the invitation, you're like, all right, here's the spreadsheet. Here's the info. And it was all laid out. It was, you had names, you had kinks, you had, what were the other columns? There was drug use.
Let me actually pull it up, but it was pretty much like names, pronouns, kinks, top, bottom, first top, whatever.
And the title of the spreadsheet.
Condom use.
Thing. Orginizing.
I never even noticed that. It really was called orginizing.
Yes. So allergies, whether someone was like a voyeur or an exhibitionist or neither or both. Kinks, preferences around condom use. Is it like always, never, neutral, sometimes, preferred? And then like what drugs someone's using so people can make consent decisions around that.
And you also mandated COVID. So vaccinated and also
that actually test, was not part of the initial plan. That was something that like after a couple of us, actually Joe and I like went to see House of Gucci with another one of my friends who like, he's not listening to this. I can trash talk him. This bitch like was so sick and still showed up to the movies. He was like clearly not doing well. But then he like exposed us to COVID and we thought we had it. And then around
we
the same
think we had. Well, I didn't think I had it.
I didn't actually think I had it either. But like we were exposed, and so we had to wait our 4 days. And like I couldn't like go clubbing for like the whole 4 days. And then at the same time, the like fucking Omicron variant or whatever Omicron, I don't know.
Omicron.
Yeah, was happening, and so we were like, you know what? It was kind of like a last 4 or 5 day decision that we were like, people need to get us a COVID shot vaccine. I mean, people need
the
to get
test
a,
negative get a test. Test.
We were already assuming that everyone was vaccinated.
Yeah.
Do you think that contributed to, so just so the listeners know, at one point there were like 10 or 12 names on the list, right? Then they were confirmed as from what I understood, but then day of they just sort of started dropping like flies.
I think one person, my friend, this guy I've been hooking up with, I'm not going to say his name, but he was very...
He got sick. Was that the one who got sick?
No, he didn't get sick. That was a different one. But he was very much interested. And then he was like, yeah, I didn't have the test today, so I don't meet your qualifications. And he didn't say this until like 10.
To clarify, I think this person was just looking for an excuse to not come.
Yeah, I think that's honestly probably true. It's very annoying. And that's one of the reasons I was so, we were starting kind of late because I was thinking like, Mutt and this person, we're going to wait for them. Cause I kept thinking, maybe we should get started. But I was thinking like, I don't want us to like leave these people out. And then also like, maybe someone else is going to talk. And we'll discuss this later. We learned actually the perils of leaving our phones unattended.
No, actually we should discuss this now. Oh my God, you don't
wait,
even...
Wait, you're not getting ahead of the story, are you?
No, we are, but we will get to it later. However, here's something that Eli and I did debrief about this morning. So when we were discussing, they said like, because you, when I checked in with you this morning, you said, things...
Me, Documenta?
No, you, yes, Documenta. Things weren't starting, etc. And when I told Eli that you said that, they were like, oh, I was just waiting on Matt and this other person. And I was like, oh, it's actually always better. Like, if you're coming, because, you know, we were like waiting and like watching fucking Drag Race videos. And I'm like, it's actually much better for like someone, the fourth or fifth person to come in and see that action has already started than then for them to like come in and like to see that like, oh, this thing hasn't even started yet. And even like when we started like looking on Grindr, like everyone was like, so what's happening? How early are you into it? And people often want to come into like the middle of the action.
I guess I just kept putting my own self into it. Cause if I had been in that scenario where it was coming late, I would be like panicky. Like, oh my gosh, how much has already happened? How many people have like already finished? I need to like get in there. And I would be like a little panicky about it.
I think my experience
is interesting.
I'm always I'm never on time to parties because that's also rude, but I'm usually like within like the first two of the people there.
That makes sense for you.
Okay, so no, we are getting ahead of the story just a little.
Sorry.
No, that's great, because I want to make sure we cover everything. And if we have to jump around, that's great. And, you know, the listeners are smart. They're all, anyone who listens to my podcast is a genius and brilliant and fun at parties. So they will understand no matter how much we jump around. We don't.
Oh my God, I wonder if any of our classmates, I wonder if any of our classmates are listening.
And yeah. Because they're so smart.
Oh, definitely. People who know both of us. Wait, what was that, Eli?
And because they're so smart, I know that they would surprise. They would love to subscribe to Blue Apron, and this is where you do the ad tie-in.
All right. Yes, if I had a sponsor, absolutely, like, we'd be doing an ad right now. Yes. Manscaped.
Lol. Prep, obviously. Prep and no, not prep. No, there's a different one. What's the really gay one that always comes? Pure for Men. Pure for Men is the one you always get on all the gay podcasts.
And the mattress.
Oh,
Helix mattress.
Casper, yes.
AdamandEve.com sometimes too.
That's only on Dan Savage.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't listen to Dan Savage.
Oh, interesting.
To get back into the narrative, when we started, around the time they were supposed to be starting, there were still, as far as we knew, about six people who were still supposed to be there, right? Does that number sound correct?
That is correct.
That's correct.
Yeah. So, and it was originally supposed to start at 7 when you had initially invited me last week, Adam. It was starting at 7.
Time.
Then, well, everyone was busy.
Time was 7.
Yeah, he told me 7.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It was, because a lot of people were saying that they couldn't make it at 7 or they would come late if it started at 7.
Right. And then I
some context to the numbers. I would say that the total number of people we invited probably ranges somewhere between 25 and 30. We got an initial set of 15 yeses. Those dwindled down to 11 by the day before, and then dwindled down to 6 by the time we were actually in the Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. And is that common?
Well, here's the kicker. I mean, I think even a general party in New York, I always expect not a 50% flake rate from people, the number of people you invite, but a 50% flake rate. Or 50% flake rate from the people who actually confirm. So I'm always if we invited 50, if 15 people say they're coming, I expect 7 or 8. And that's why I invite 15 people. That's why I try to get 15 people to say they are coming.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. And I remember
80% yesterday.
Yeah. No. And that was also probably another reason why I was a little because it felt like this is my first time ever planning my own orgy. So I was I had a little bit of pride staked to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, that's not going well. And it was not my fault, but I felt like it was my fault.
No, that's the thing. It's funny because you got in Documenta, you were the first person to get in the Airbnb. Yeah. And I was supposed to arrive at 7, but then I arrived a little much later. And
8:30, but who's counting? Well, 8:20, but who's counting?
Drag me, okay. but the point is, what was the point?
Well, that now that we're back, sort of on, down to the minute, you're absolutely right. That so I was the first one there. I had asked if I could get in early because my tiny bladder is my nemesis, so I knew I was going to need to pee. So I was the first one there I got there at 6:30, I think about. And then I was there for probably about an hour, I think, before Eli showed up.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. And I remember, talking to Eli, you were really excited about it. You talked about how how much you enjoyed putting it together and how you were hoping to plan your own in the spring. And there was this, this palpable excitement that you had for what was going to happen. You didn't know that Adam wasn't, you expected Adam to be there. Adam, we were going to do the interview for your own closet practice episode at 7. And then, but up to that point, really up until, what was that?
I was kind of hoping to give color commentary.
Wow.
That would have been amazing. And pretty much up until that point, it was great. Eli and I had never met before, but I mean, I don't know about you, but I was having a really good time, getting to know you. I thought we hit it off pretty well, and we were just chilling, having a good time. And then this tornado blew in the form of Adam. Very excited. You were very excited. You were very... you were kind of, you know, you're like, well, first you're like, all right, let's do this. This, you like the interview, you know. But then we were like, but people are going to be here soon, so there's probably not time. And you had that light bulb that you had brought that yeah. was, it was like a strobe or something. And you were, so you, it was clear that you were also, I mean, I don't know what was going on in your head or in the day for you at that point, but you were also really excited about getting it going and had this really manic energy, which was fun too, because it brought a new energy into the room. Do you want to talk about what it was like when you showed up?
Yeah, totally. So I'm like on week two of a new job and like, it's just been crazy. It's been such an intense job. And I took too much Adderall yesterday. I also like love doing Adderall before orgies. So I think I just like may have done too much. And also because I had done so much. So the reason I was late, really, if we're going to get into it, is.
Oh, we're getting into it, bitch.
Oh, I love that for me. But my boss called me as I was getting ready. And like, as I was speaking with her, I realized, oh, I haven't eaten all day. That's very rarely the case. And I'm like, usually a top, but like, I haven't eaten all day. And that's very rarely the case. And I was like, oh, maybe I should try bottoming today. So then I like end up spending like 50 minutes douching. And then like the Uber was late. And actually, no, I went to buy poppers and the Uber left. So I had to wait for another Uber. So like, it was a whole thing.
So it wasn't late.
It was just like a journey that I went through.
Got it. Okay. I remember you had mentioned that you had been douching because you thought that you would bottom. I didn't realize that that was the reason that you were late.
Oh, it was part of it. There okay. were other factors, but it was a lead.
But then you showed up and it did seem like you were in kind of a manic state, you know, like you were trying to get the bulb in and
oh my God, yeah. So I showed up and like I wanted to be in the Airbnb. So initially, before I like got swamped with emails, I was going to show up to the Airbnb like at 3 when we could check in. And I was going to curate the space before anyone else arrived. So I bought like 2 strobe lights with me, a few speakers, some candles. But I get to the Airbnb and like I brought the strobe lights, but I forgot the remote back in my apartment. And then also the speakers were only half full. And then my Amazon Music account was fully spiraling and refusing to give me my playlists. And then all the candles I bought, there was no match in the whole fucking Airbnb. And I just couldn't do it anymore. Like it was just everything I was trying to do wasn't working. And then that alongside the fact that like the number of participants was like shrinking around me, I was just like, and I was so embarrassed because like documented, because I was like, we had been texting for like 2 or 3 weeks now, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited, like this is gonna be your first time, yada yada yada. And so like it was also like, it wasn't my first orgy, but it was like also my first orgy that I've been like organizing in like over a year. And I was just
as drama, it was your first orgy as dramaturg.
Yes, it was my first orgy as dramaturg, and it was also like my first. It was my first orgy that like wasn't like fairly spontaneous. Well, no, that's not true. But it was my first like post pandemic New York City orgy, I suppose, because I had like a spontaneous orgy that happened in like the Castro like last summer, but that wasn't like quite the same. So I was very excited for this, and then I was very excited for you. And then as the numbers kept dwindling, like I just felt like so embarrassed, and that also is not sexy ever.
Yeah, I kind of got that feeling, and sort of all of these crises were converging at once, and you were ping-ponging around between them all, trying to solve them all, but you know, not really able to focus attention on any of them for long enough to deal with it.
Because a part of me was like, I'm embarrassed. But then another part of me was like, this is literally entirely not your fault. People in New York are so flaky. And then I was also like, okay, but you being embarrassed is making you feel like very not sexy. And that's not helping. So just chill and accept that like there are 3-4 people here and that's what it is. And if, oh, and then there's the whole Grindr situation and how that came into being. I need water. I'm going to take 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, that's okay. We're not quite there yet. Eli, did you have anything else you wanted to add at this point?
At this point, like when Adam got there, another person who I had organized, I had like asked them that morning to like confirm with me if they were going to make it, because they had confirmed like a couple weeks ago, and they were like texting me right as I was walking up saying basically, yeah, sorry, no, I'm going to be at work until midnight. And that brought us down to 5, and I was like trying to just, poof, it's all good. It's fine. It's still
right.
Because I'm usually a very go with the flow type of person with the until numbers get involved. That is, if someone's like, hey, we're not going to do this anymore, we're going to do that. Perfectly fine. But if someone says, hey, let's do this thing at 6, and then we're not at the thing at 6 or something along those lines, that's when I start to freak out. It's when there's actual physical numbers.
Interesting.
I have no idea why, but I still felt like I was in control. I was taking breaths, and I was like, this is going to be fun. This is going to be cool. You're going to meet new people. It's going to be great.
Well, and you had an upset tummy too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I came in feeling kind of weirdly motion sick. And I think it's because I ate right before I took a nap, or at least that's my working theory anyway.
and then we realized that no one had brought condoms. So at that point, you solved that problem.
I was perfectly fine with walking down to the bodega and getting some condoms. The issue of supplies was never a big thing for me, or ambiance for that matter. That was,
yeah, I was not planning on using condoms, so it just wasn't one of the things that I thought to purchase. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't necessarily either, but I did have some that I was, I had set down. I was like, okay, I got to remember to bring these just to have in case anyone needs them. I forgot them too. But you're right. That was a problem that was easily solved. Eli just ran down to the bodega. But then 9 o'clock came and went. Still no one had showed up. So by this point, I can't remember whose idea it was. It was one of yours to say, all right, let's start checking Grindr.
Oh, okay.
You said it, and I said oh, okay, fine. But I was really hesitant because a lot of times when someone's like, hey, we're looking for someone to join our group, it's usually a bot. So,
yeah, you mentioned that.
I also didn't have an extra, so I gave up after 15, 20 minutes. And then I told Adam, I looked through everyone. I talked to everyone. A couple people are interested, but it didn't really go anywhere. And he was like, I'll buy extra.
And I paid for extra, but then the thing wouldn't fucking, I think I needed to uninstall the app and reinstall it for it to start working. So, the charge went through my Amex and everything, but, it just didn't, I didn't get the service. But,
oh, that's evil.
So, the T, okay, do we want to... No, we don't want to jump ahead. Let's just go.
Yeah, no, let's not jump ahead. But regarding Grindr, what does extra, does that mean that you can just see more profiles? Is that why you wanted it?
See more profiles, you can explore, you can filter by things. So I can filter by right now. I can filter by tops or bottoms if we're specifically missing something. Now, luckily our flake ratio was actually working well because we were still going to have 3 tops and 3 bottoms.
Right.
Yeah. We didn't have all the tops flake or something. Although at some point it seemed like Eli and I were going to be the only primarily topping people, and that did give me a little bit of anxiety. I was like, I need more people.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Cause that's just a lot of pressure. I mean, again, if there were going to be 4 bottoms, that's a lot of pressure.
I mean, I personally don't think I would have minded so much just because, I mean, like I said, I like getting a lot of attention.
We know that.
Yes.
So talk about, you got, both of you, I think, got close. It seemed like Eli was getting the closest, maybe. You almost,
yeah,
there were some people, even got to the point where you got a couple to agree, right? One or two?
Well, I got one person to agree, but they ended up telling me the message, okay, I just want to let you know that I am positive for herpes, and I promised my partner that I would not engage in sexual activity with someone who was positive for an STI. And that's a discussion he and I are, it's ongoing with us. I couldn't really find a way to include this person without me feeling like I was breaking that rule.
And then there were a couple of people. Can I talk about this? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, go ahead.
There were a couple of people who were there was one that was 19, there was one that was 20, who were both very into us, but Eli also did not want to hook up with someone under 21.
Oh, that's right. I think I was starting to check out by that point, but I do remember you saying that. But the guy with herpes was the only one who...
they were actually non-binary, but yeah. Yes.
Who said that, okay, I want to, right? They're the only one that...
To me...
My end, there were a couple of... There were 3 really hot guys who were all verse, were interested, but then I was like, you have to chip into the cost of the Airbnb, and they were, and they blocked me because I think they may have
I told you, you gotta be like,
right.
What if you had, would you have considered just letting people come and not asking them?
I
mean, money?
I feel like in retrospect, like no one came and I have incurred most of the cost of the Airbnb. So like, I should have just let them come.
Yeah. So, but this went on for quite a while, I'd say probably at least an hour. It felt like maybe more, maybe 90 minutes.
I thought it was like closer to 45 minutes.
No, it was like 2 hours.
No, it went on for at least not. I'd say about an hour and a half.
Mike came in like around 10:15. Mike came in
around 10:15, and we had been doing this since like 8:30.
Oh, I was thinking it was, I must be misremembering the clock. Because I
got there at 8:30.
Yeah, and I remember.
Yeah, I think you started before.
We didn't like start, and no, we didn't really start looking at Grindr until like closer to like 9:15, 9:20. I thought.
I think it was 9, but maybe.
No, actually, I'm pretty. Yeah, it was around the start time, if I'm remembering. But yeah, anyway, that's not really that important.
Yeah, I think so. I think we both just kind of got into our own heads for a bit. And like at this point, a documentary, at this point, you had already changed into quite a nice,
I don't mind anything. You say everything. I've got nothing to hold back or hide.
Like a outfit, and that was very tempting for me. I wanted to get started, but like I said before, I was like, this might feel weird, and also you would have been the only person there who I had not met before, and I wasn't entirely sure what you would have been comfortable with. And I thought about saying maybe let's just get started, but I could not think of a way to say that without it being like really awkward.
I also I will say I also honestly like felt like you, Documenta, were like pretty frustrated a couple of times, and I was just like, I want to say we should get started, but I also feel like I want you to like have more people before we mention that.
Well, I mean, I wasn't trying to hide it, so I'm glad. Like, it's not. I wasn't trying to throw a temper or anything because I wasn't angry or upset. I was frustrated at that point. But I mean, yeah, like at one point you were like, "How are you doing?" And I was just like, "Oh, I'm just all up in my head." And you said, "Well, how do you get out of your head?" And I said, having sex. Like, I literally was like, and then you were like, and then Adam, you were like, well, yeah, maybe we should get started, you know, kind of non-committal. And I just sort of let it go at that point.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I genuinely was like, we could get started. Like, I was just, because I was in my head, I was like, again, I was feeling very embarrassed. So I wasn't in the most sexual of moods, but I was like, we're going to have to get started eventually. So let's start. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
I think we were all starting to get all up in our heads. Sorry, go ahead, Eli.
And then when Mutt arrived, I was tried a little bit before, but like, not really. When Mutt arrived, I think that was Mutt like immediately like came and like sat on my lap and had his arms around me, and that like got rid of all the embarrassment immediately. Mm. And afterwards, I tried to like I backed away from him and tried to move to you and like tried to like kind of get near you and give you opportunity to touch, and that was my attempt to like try and make a move, but like I also didn't know your comfort level, so I didn't want to like wrap my arm around you or anything.
Got it. Yeah, see, I was picking up on that because yeah, I mean, you got like right up in my space, which I thought was great. I didn't realize that that's what he was talking about. I didn't realize that that was making a move. I thought you were just getting comfortable.
No, that was me. If I wanted to get like comfortable, I would have just like sat in the middle and like put my legs up on the table.
Right.
I also,
okay, but again, sorry, yeah, go ahead.
Before Mutt got there, I could tell that you were starting to get very stressed. So I came to you and you were sitting on the little left seat and like tried to like give you a little back grab or something. And you were like very like, I think it's because you are on Grindr, but you seemed so tense that I was like, you don't want to be like,
oh no, I
you don't want anyone near you right
honestly,
now.
Honestly, I would have preferred if someone had taken Grindr away from me, because when I opened my
phone, I came to you to like try and be like, it's gonna be okay, we're gonna have a good time, and you just seemed like not interested in any physical contact. And then Mutt got there and you were immediately like, let's start. And I was like, I don't know what's going on.
I mean, I honestly don't remember the moment you're talking about.
I don't either. I didn't see that. Maybe it was when I went in the bedroom.
Like, put your hand in, because I had thought about telling you to, like, maybe, like, put the phone down as well.
Oh, interesting.
So if you would, like, just put your hand on my phone and, like you'd be like, enough. Okay, like, there we go, and, like, put it down on the table, that would have been fine. Uh-huh.
God, it's just the whole night of, like, barely missed opportunities. Like,
I was also thinking, like, I also, like, because I'm, like, sober now, but I, like, wanted to smoke weed. Because mm-hmm. I felt like I was being so anxious, and I felt like if I had, like, taken, like, one hit of indica, I would have been feeling great. Also, because I was running so late, I couldn't stop by a smoke shop to buy indica. So I was just like, ugh, I just need some substance in me right now.
And at around before Mutt arrived, I had gone into the bedroom. So before...
Oh, can we set the scene? Can we describe the space?
Sure. I don't know. I mean, it was small. It was a New York apartment. It was a small living room, small bedroom, a hallway that was actually a kitchen and a bathroom, basically.
It's like my first apartment.
And while you had gone to the bodega, Eli, I had changed. So I took my clothes off and had put on this. It was a harness. I don't know if you guys ever even noticed the harness.
Oh, I did. Oh, we did. It was hot.
Oh, it's this like red and black spotted like cow spot harness. It was red cow stunning. And then over the harness, I had my Fenty like tank top and booty shorts.
That was hot.
I put those on under my clothes for when, you know, just to have layers to take off when we got started or something. And then after a while, yes, I had taken off my shirt and my pants, even though it was fucking cold in that apartment.
That apartment was cold and without the heating.
Yeah. And then I was just sitting there. So that was sort of like my attempt to nudge things along, I guess. Again, you know, I should have just spoken my mind at some point probably, but I was all up in my head and I, you know, I don't know the protocol or the etiquette of these things. And then after a while, I was just like, I'm going to go lie down. That seems fun. So I went into the bedroom and it was cold. So I put a little blanket like over my legs. I was just like reading the New York Times or something. It was kind of like an invitation to, but not an obvious one, obviously probably too subtle perhaps. But I just went in and lay there for a while, and you guys were watching Drag Race videos.
It's funny because in retrospect, all these things are very much invitations. But because you seemed frustrated, I was like, I need to give you space. But like, if you didn't seem frustrated, I definitely would have read all these invitations more clearly.
And also,
which is so funny. Sorry, go ahead, Eli.
Invitations, but I was like, I don't know this person, and like maybe they're just chilling and just waiting, or like they're trying to like, or they have this outfit on just so like we can get started when we like ASAP, so they don't have to bother with changing once we're already like in the middle of things.
Well, I had three changes of clothes, so I was, you know, I was ready for like a long evening.
I love that.
I mean, it's just
this night, aren't I?
Why? It's fine. Like you live, you learn.
Like, yeah, and I was even, and so I another time I thought things were finally starting to heat up was like every time I looked over at Eli, like at one point you had your hand down your pants, and then at another you're like your fly was unzipped.
Yeah, but
and at one point you've at one point you had your dick out
and balls, and they don't really like being in zipped pants.
Eli always has their dick out. Like that's just like they always do.
Got that. It. I see. Okay. So,
though,
well, I was certainly watching.
Welcome the interpretation.
So then it was around. So then I came back out in. No. So then I heard that Mutt was coming, and all of a sudden I got really self-conscious because I was there in my underwear, basically. And someone new was going to walk in and we hadn't been doing anything. So I came back out in the living room and still had the thing over my legs. And I kind of just sat like that basically until I left.
Yeah. I mean, again, and you like, it felt like your tension and like your what's the word? You're like not feeling comfortable was uncomfortability was like steadily increasing. And I was just like, I don't know what to say or do for that year. it segues into the beginning of anything.
Yeah. And I'm just generally bad at reading people, especially people I don't know. So I just didn't know what to make anything. I could tell at a couple points that you were like nervous or like, I honestly just had a very bad gauge of everything.
Yeah.
What I think it was just a lot of unfortunate circumstances and maybe, conflicting personality traits, maybe not conflicting, but just all sort of combining in an unfortunate way, because that's what I did, you know, growing up being so closeted and being so large, being such a large guy, you know, being a 6'4" fat guy made it always really hard to hide myself. So the way I would do it was just by sort of shrinking and shutting down, you know, instead of, and, you know, because in my family also, we never learned how to deal with how to speak our mind or how to deal with any sort of discomfort or tension. So what I do is I just sit there and just get quieter and quieter. And so clearly that's what I was doing. And it was, you know, being read as everything except what it was, when really I shouldn't have even been doing it in the first place, but you know.
I mean, honestly, there was a part of me that was thinking like, I think you're probably overthinking, and there's an element of this that is like, it's not that you don't want to be here, but I just couldn't tell. I was like, what if you truly just don't want to be here, and I don't want to make an assumption?
Right, but I mean, obviously I wanted to be there because, you know, I drove in and I made these elaborate plans to be able to park and be there. And
like, no, what I mean by didn't want to be here is that, like, to put it like, really bluntly, I was like, oh, what if like there were specific people or like a specific vibe that you were looking for, that like the fact that it was just the three of us or like the two of us,
which is so, this is like a fucking O. Henry story, because I was thinking, for me, you guys, this sort of desperate search on Grindr, what it said to me was, we are scared that it's just going to be the three of us and all we're going to have to play with is this
I could see how that,
okay, now that you've said that, that makes sense, that that's how that would be received,
because it was like you were panicked, you know.
I was just trying to get the minimum number to like qualify as an orgy, so I could say like I threw my first orgy.
I threw a threesome is not that interesting.
I mean, you've had many threesomes before, I'm sure. Yes. I mean, threesomes are much easier to come into spontaneously than orgies.
Mm-hmm. I think it was also just a matter of like, I put in so much work, I can't let it not be an orgy.
I can't let it just be a threesome.
because that's one of my worst fears, is that like when something like my work is for nothing. Because that's the worst feeling in the world for me.
Yes.
So I was like, gonna figure this out. And then I started to let it go a little bit. And then I would see you on your phone and you would still be talking. And I would be like, oh, I guess maybe I should keep
going. I wish you had come and told me, like, get the fuck off my phone.
And meanwhile, it was just confirming. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. And then I'll.
No, but I 100% would have been fine if it had been
a foursome.
If it had just been a foursome or just a threesome.
I mean, we did end up having a very fun threesome. That is what happened.
Also, I will say,
how nice for you.
I find you very attractive. You have the almost exact same body type as my partner, actually. Except my partner doesn't have a beard.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I mean,
because that was then when I was leaving, so I don't want to jump ahead, but as I was leaving, I was all up in my head this whole time, and then Mutt showed up and I was like, all right, here we go. But then I'm going to jump ahead and then jump back, cause I don't want to lose the plot. But then as I was leaving, all this stuff came out. Like you said that, you know, you said that you thought I was hot, and I was like, oh, well, yeah, you know, like too little, too late. And like more like, or like that's nice of him to say, like he doesn't want me to feel bad. But I, you know, obviously my inner saboteur wouldn't let me believe it for a second. So it is nice to hear that maybe you actually did mean that.
Sorry. I'm also just bad at conveying any type of words.
No, you have nothing. You have nothing to be sorry about. That's the thing, is that interesting. Like, no one, like, we all fucked up, but no, at the same time, no one is at fault, really.
That's
you know what I mean?
No, is at fault all the people who flaked on the day out.
Yeah.
Fuck these
yes,
people.
They are at fault. Yeah, if everyone had showed up, it would have been a non-issue. If
people genuinely got sick, not fuck them. In fact, fuck them until they're not sick.
You know, we are, yeah, exactly. We were doing the best we could with what we had. You know, we brought ourselves to it, and it's a, you know, an orgy is a is an intimate. I mean, it's not necessarily intimate, but it's in fact, maybe the point is that it's not intimate. Yeah, and so it's a potential. You know, we're bearing ourselves both physically and metaphorically, so it's understandable. But so then, and I when we were texting this morning, I told Adam about this. What really the straw that broke the camel's back in this case was when you were apparently making a move towards me, but I'm too stupid to realize. I wasn't peeping, I swear, but I happened to see your texts. You and Adam were texting across the room.
Wait, can we actually read the text so people know actually what was being said, or do you want to say your interpretation?
No, I want to, yeah, let me see my interpretation first. So all I saw was something about, let's get started. This may be awkward. So naturally I was like, oh, yep, I was right. It's going to be awkward because the hot guy showed up and they both are going to want him. So one of them is going to have to get stuck with the cow. So that's when I was like, okay, I got to save my dignity. I stood up, took my clothes into the bathroom, and I was like, okay, I'm leaving, and pretty much left. But obviously I was wrong.
Yeah. Do you want us to each play the parts of our text?
Yeah, let's read our actual text.
a dramatic reading.
10:45. You okay?
I'm great. I'm just feeling a little cabin fever, I think.
What does that mean?
My brain doesn't like looking at my phone and then back up on and off while I'm inside.
Then let's get off them. We should probably start.
Okay.
This may be awkward because I feel Matt may only be into you.
Nope, he's into y'all too. He just knows me more.
So that's it. That was the conversation.
But I still don't understand why it would have been awkward.
Because I was worried that, like, if Matt was only into... Okay, so here's one additional thing that I will say. I did not know if Eli and Matt were into you, Documenta. I was not sure.
Right. Yeah. Oh, me neither. Trust me.
but I was like, it's gonna, I feel awkward that then you might feel bad if they like go off. Cause I also was not sure if Matt was into me. So I,
well, but
Matt and Eli go off on their own. And I feel like we already have like an existing relationship. And then you end up just hooking up with me. I was like, is that going to feel awkward for Documenta?
Well, see, that's the thing, is that I don't know why you would have thought that, because there was nothing, I had never given any indication that I was anything, as far as I could tell. I mean, you know, leading up to it, obviously, as I had sort of soured over the night. So I got to be honest, I still feel slightly like you were panicking that you were going to be stuck with me. And if you were, that's okay to say. Like, it won't hurt me if that's true, because people have types.
No, that's not it at all. I think what it was is that I felt, because you seemed like sour, you're disappointed, I felt like you were disappointed that your only options would be me and Eli. So I was like, I feel like you're not into me. And I also was not sure if you had been looking for, like, if there was someone else there that you were looking for, or like an experience that is like a bigger group, if like it was going to be just me, if you were not going to be happy with that. So I was actually more worried about how you were going to feel about the idea of, like, if Matt and Eli ended up breaking off into their own.
Mm. When really, I just wanted some cock. Like,
why?
I mean, I would have been happy to oblige.
Yes.
I know. And then, so then, as I'm leaving, so first, Matt, so we fist bump, and he tells me he would like to have my hand. I'm like, okay, this guy's a serial killer. And then I realize what he means. And then I was like, what he means is he would like me to fist him at some point.
I actually did not do that either. I was like, what do you mean?
Oh, you know, I kept hearing, I want your hand.
I was like, what do you mean you want your hand? Like, are you proposing to this man?
I thought he was just complimenting my hand. Like, he wished that he had my hands. But I was like, okay, no, like, that's cool. Like, that's, and then, so, but that compelled me to mention that I would like to do that, but that still seems like a few steps away. And I mentioned that I've only had sex with 4 people. And then, so it was like, all of a sudden, all this new information was coming out. And then, Eli, you said you thought I was hot. And then, so all of a sudden, like, everything that I was sure had again got switched. You know, everything was getting jumbled. And I was like, wait a second, like, should I stay? But at that point, I just felt like to maintain any shred of dignity, I had to leave.
And you also can tell us you were leaving. Like, how we realized you were leaving is that, like, you took your clothes and started, like, going to the bathroom. And I was like, what is happening right now? Like, I wasn't sure.
Yeah. I know. It was toddlerish. It was a tantrum.
No, I was just confused. I, like, didn't know. I really just wanted to be, like, what, like, I wanted to talk to you, but I also wasn't sure what was the thing that would be most helpful to you.
Yeah, and then you texted me while I was in the bathroom. You're like, did someone offend you? And I was like, oh, fuck no, because, you know, like, you know, what could anyone say to offend me? You know, if, but yeah, and it was just the headspace I was in, because so much of what of my own inner demons were just confirmed by the way that I perceived the situation. And this had happened. This was the second time this fall that I had come to an event in the city. The first one was like just a party, but it was with people I didn't know. And it was with, you know, kind of a crowd I wanted to start running in. And I put myself out there, and leading up to it, I had tried to talk myself out of it over and over, just like I did with this orgy, you know, and that experience had gone poorly as well. So in preparation for this one, I was like, just going to get back on the horse. It doesn't matter. That last experience had nothing to do with this one, you know? So I had the weight of all of those experiences just fucking with my brain. And I just had to leave for some clarity, I guess.
Yeah.
It's fucked. Yeah. And I regretted it the whole way home.
I wish we had, like, talked more after you... After you said you were leaving, I wish I had, like, actually... Because I actually wanted to, like, talk to you in person to be like, did anything bother you? And I was worried that it had something to do with, like, my manic behavior when I first showed up. Because, of course, I also love to make everything about me. I wish I, like... But I also felt like you wanted to be left alone. And I wish I had, like... actually, like, stopped you and tried to have a conversation more.
Yeah, I wonder if I would have, if I was too far gone at that point, if I would have just been like, don't worry, I probably would have just, like, laughed it off and be like, no, it's fine, I'm just old and tired, you know.
Right.
So I wonder. But yeah, I mean, so as I drove home, you know, at one point I just, like, started just, like, screaming. I started crying at one point while I was driving home. Not too bad, because I was driving. And it just, and today has been, I felt kind of like an exposed nerve as well. It's been a lot of tears, a lot of self-pity. And it's so dumb. It's all for nothing, you know?
Right.
And then apparently you guys had the best threesome of your lives, which is great, which I love that for you. I truly do. Like, there's no, I'm jealous, obviously, but I'm glad because you guys put so much work into this and basically had to end up paying for the Airbnb, which is not cheap, even in East Harlem. Sure. So I'm glad that you did still have a positive experience. And it sounds like, I mean, was it a positive experience overall? Or I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I would say overall, yes. At least there's, like, a lot to learn from it. Planning and communicating more with, I mean, just generally, because I think meeting you, it was this very specific space, because I was expecting Adam to see you first and kind of warm you up and get you in a talkative mood. And then I would enter into this warm space. But then you and I had to start from nothing. And that just, like, really put into me that I didn't know, like hardly anything about you. And I didn't know what type of person you were like and what you wanted and how you communicated. And that I think got into my head the whole night. And I think I should have just bit the bullet and tried to communicate more. And I think that is definitely probably going to be my main takeaway.
The takeaway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny because it's like a shittily written romantic comedy, you know, like, these two people, you know, if only they could just say what's on their mind or something. It's so dumb because, like, literally.
Like a bad shoujo.
Yeah, and Eli, like, I think it's also, like Documenta said, it's, like, everyone. Like, there were just so many mismanaged assumptions and expectations, but I don't think you were at fault here.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, you didn't do anything wrong.
You know, I just
go ahead.
I just don't like it when people feel bad, especially when it's like something happens under my watch. To reiterate, I do think it was overall a positive experience. I think I learned a lot and we still ended up having some fun. So, yeah.
That's good. I could not, like, even today, I could not believe that finally, because like I said, as I was leaving, I've only had sex with four dudes, you know, in my whole life. That's within, you know, the last like 18 months, like two a year is my going rate. And so I was so looking forward to this and I just could not believe that literally if I had just held out a little longer, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of ifs that I could have, you know, we didn't even like make out. Like, I couldn't believe that I didn't even like make out with anyone at the very least, you know, but life goes on. C'est la vie.
Okay, I have a fun question for you. Maybe too soon. Would you ever come to another orgy?
You know, if you had asked me that at several different points throughout the day, you would have gotten a different answer. And I don't know. Probably.
Okay.
You know, at this point, I'm so, you know, I have possibly fewer years left on this earth than I have behind me, possibly. So part of me just doesn't care, you know, like, and I'm still going to try to get it wherever I can.
Yeah.
I think I would probably definitely come to anything you guys organized because I now know that as soon as it starts, if no one's there, I'm just going to get naked and demand that you service me.
Fuck yes.
We love a boss bottom.
We love a boss
bottom. So probably, but I when it got at its darkest, I had like sworn off sex. I was like, that's it. I give up. I'm going to be celibate. I'm not even going to try. I'm not going to try to make friends, you know, all that like super dramatic faggy shit, you know?
Okay.
Nothing.
Mutt just said something. Never mind.
Was that Mutt? Oh yeah, Mutt's there. Hey, Mutt.
Hi. I've been holding my tongue for far too long. I just want to say,
ooh, Mutt, speak.
And I wanted them. I might not be able to take them yet, but they are a goal. And like, I don't know. You're in Jersey. I'm gonna be over there. Like, hey, I will teach you how to do the necessary things because I'm not saying this is the case for you, but for me, height is usually a substitute for personality, and you have personality and height and big hands, so things can happen. Honestly, y'all have been having too serious a conversation for too long, and like, y'all talking about an orgy and it sounds like a funeral.
Yeah. Hello, welcome to my brain. Welcome to what it's like in my head all the fucking time.
Documenta is about to get her fixed.
That's true. When it all comes down to it, yeah, really, it's just about, I just got to get my hand up there and everything will be fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is what I agree with.
Okay, yes. Well, Mutt, yeah, let me get your number, Mutt, after we get off and, you know, we'll see what we can make happen.
Yes! Okay, can I just say, this was the best Demi Ma to this episode.
I will shoot you, like, how to get J-Lube ready. I will educate you.
Also, Mutt sent me the best nudes. Like, his nudes are, like,
oh, the best. They're
they are
exquisite.
High art.
They're couture.
High art. What?
Oh, okay.
Get photos.
I do need to see some of that possibly. You know, I mean, just, you know, if you're feeling it.
Where's the group chat? Where are you at?
Are you going to put them in the group chat?
I mean,
if no, they're in the Insta group chat.
All right. Let's go.
Wait, I can send him some of them because I have them saved on my phone now. This is a fun fact to add. We took a 45-minute video of the threesome yesterday.
Where is that?
The world.
Wait, Documenta, I did send you the photo that Matt took of me last night, right?
Yeah, yeah, but it couldn't see anything good.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, like if you're feeling, if there is any residual guilt, the way that I will absolve you of that guilt is through nudes. Send nudes. Guilt be gone. Right. Ego te absolvo. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys. This was so awesome. I appreciate it. I was actually not looking forward to this either.
You weren't?
Just because like I said, it's just always, I catastrophize. I don't like talking about these things. I prefer to just go inside and shut down. So I appreciate you guys meeting me halfway. This is fun.
Wait, look at the photo. Look at Mutt's nudes though. I want you to look at Mutt's nudes on the pod.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
Look at that dick. Look at that ass.
Now this just hurts. This hurts. This is just like just driving the knife in. That dick is a knife that's just like right into my heart.
Okay.
Hot. Okay.
On that note.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you had a lot more fun listening to us talk about the orgy that wasn't than we had experiencing the orgy that wasn't. All right. Thank you for joining me, Adam and Eli and Mutt. I'm going to go spend some time with these pictures.
Yes.
All right. Bye, girls.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. This has been another House of Barbarism podcast, written, recorded, edited, and produced by Documenta Barbarism, your friendly neighborhood mountain man fairy princess. Remember, there is no document of civilization which is not, at the same time, a Documenta Barbarism. Mwah.